Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Now, we are so appreciative of all the awards this show has won. We're also thankful for the 600-plus stations airing this program across the USA, our terrific show sponsors, and most importantly, as I say at the end of each show, all of you out there who's tuned into this program. As Mary and I reconnect with you from the New York City area today, we're rolling into the B Block, and today that's the Chief Travel Leader conversation. That's about to have us talking about a company, Mary, that mm-hmm. we talk about a lot on the show, Colette.
It will indeed. And, you know, we certainly enjoy the successful relationship we share with them. And we encourage all of you listening tuned in to go guided with Colette, because let's face it, when a company's been in business more than 100 years now, dating back to 1918, they simply know how to consistently deliver for travelers. Jacqueline Leibel-Cote is the CEO of family-owned Colette. I can see she's holding for us right now on that show hotline. So off to Providence, Rhode Island we go, where the show is heard on AM 1380 and FM 99.9 WNRI Radio. And let's connect with her.
Jacqueline, well, it's always nice adding your voice to the program. Nice to reconnect for today's Chief Travel Leader conversation. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Great to be here.
Thank you very much for giving us some of your time today. So, you know, new travel polls went up on our show website this week. We are certainly seeing a good increase. The show airs across the country today. But initial results indicate our show fans, they're going to be traveling more this summer than last summer by about a 3-to-1 margin, which we like seeing, and more will be traveling domestically than internationally by about a 2-to-1 margin, which I guess probably seems about right. Mary and I, we were down in Orlando in mid-May for a big Let's Go America tour. 2 weeks ago, we were down in Virginia Beach for another big Let's Go America tour. Both areas were busy. The various folks we engaged with, they were positive for a good summer, which kind of lines up with what we're seeing in the show polls. Colette has been active this year in promoting specials. I know we were promoting something for you, providing 50% off airfare everywhere. I'm sure that's positively impacted your business. So before we delve into some other items we want to get to, Jacqueline, how's business currently as summer begins, and where are you seeing the greatest demand?
It's a great question. Obviously, the beginning of the year, things happened in the travel space that can cause pause sometimes, for travelers. But we're actually still continuing to see double-digit growth. We're not hitting the target that we were expecting, but we're still seeing growth. Double-digit growth is still great in this environment, so we're really staying positive. Small group explorations continues to thrive. We are seeing more domestic travel, and we have a great portfolio of product here within the U.S. and also in Canada. But we are still people seeing travelers going internationally, always heavy Europe. But yeah, we're seeing, we're still seeing a diversified travel desire for people and where they're wanting to go this summer and just throughout the year.
Well, double-digit growth, you'll take it.
We'll take, exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing right now under this environment and all. That's great to hear. So, Jacqueline, last week, Toby O'Rourke, the CEO of Campgrounds of America, was on our show, and she shared how strong their business is currently. And again, that kind of points to what you just said, strong domestic right now. Robert and I have strong connections to the cruise industry, both through show sponsors and other relationships. Many cruise lines are operating with high sellouts for 2025 and 2026 bookings are also looking strong. What are some current trends you're seeing in travel in anywhere around the world from the tour operator sector?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are definitely the trends, and we've been seeing this trend, let me say, over many years that we've been actively working, you know, with especially with guided travel. There's a lot of stereotypes out there. So it's really about breaking those myths and those stereotypes and getting creative. We have a design team that lives in destination. So we're continuing to innovate and create group experiences that are not rigid and don't meet the stereotype that travelers typically think about. And we make sure that our, you know, our designers, our strength is that we have local people on the ground who can find strong local connections that you cannot find online. AI cannot find these. A traveler, an independent traveler cannot find these. It's because we have people in destination, they can find these really great local connections and to people. And by finding these partnerships, we're able to take our travelers to these really great places that they would never be able to have the opportunity to do had they gone on their own. So it's continuing to, push the boundaries of what we can do in destination. And look, there are some, you know, regional travel, you know, restrictions relating to motor coaches, especially in the likes of Europe, Florence, Barcelona, Amsterdam. So it's really requiring the team to get creative to make sure that we're still including these wonderful, obviously, places, but it's increasing the walking for the travelers. So how do we get creative for how we can still do this really well without impacting the overall travel experience.
Well, I want to build on that a little bit because, you know, Jacqueline, Mary mentioned it in your setup. I know we share it regularly with our listeners as we talk about Colette On Air. Being a family-owned company that dates back to 1918, it's pretty special, right? The syndication company behind this program that Mary and I own, that I left Disney ABC to start in the late 90s, it's going to celebrate 30 years soon. And I share that because I clearly know how hard it is to build, create, and sustain success. Colette's been doing it more than three times longer, and you're headed towards a milestone of, I think, 110-year anniversary in just a few years. So the company wouldn't be around today if you didn't deliver for travelers and continue to evolve. We know you take seriously the investment in your people because we interact with them. Training of all the tour leaders, that's important. You hit on that a little bit there, the special relationships you have in place, and also doing good through meaningful corporate responsibility. So do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because that is a differentiator for Colette.
Yes, and congratulations on 30 years. Because I can relate to that. It's yes, and I think the fact that we are in the business as family members running, and we're not just family owned, we're operated. So there is a passion that we bleed into the work, into our teams every single day. We're not just here to be a business and to make money. It's continuing to drive change. Travel just changes people's lives, and it's such a great industry to be a part of. But to be a part of it is, I think, really important. One of our core values is be responsible, and giving back has always been part of Colette's DNA from my grandfather, my father, my generation. It's really the generations because my dad's one of seven. But we give our employees all over the world 4 hours a month of paid time to go and give back into their local communities. And that to me is just, it's so important, and people want to give back in different ways and are connected to different things depending on where they live. And to give them that time is, I just think, so critically important.
Well, I agree. And by the way, again, I appreciate the 30 year, but 110 coming up.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
Also, what you just said is very important, that you're family operated, not just family owned. That's a huge distinction Jacqueline, we were in D.C. earlier this month, and we spent some time with U.S. Travel CEO Jeff Freeman at their new office. And we were talking about the America 250 celebration that's coming next year. And we were just looking actually before the show over some of the tours that you guys are offering at GoColette.com, and the National Parks of America really jumped out, exploring Montana, Yellowstone, Mackinac Island's great.
Oh, that's great, Montana.
Cover Hawaii and Alaska really well, bluegrass country, the Smoky Mountains. Colette has a Celebrating America 250th anniversary tour as well, covering Boston and D.C. Any specific locations that you want to encourage folks to go experience?
I think, I don't want to target one because I don't want there to
be favoritism.
It's like a
favorite child,
right? Let me say this. Travelers tend to, we travel our own country, but I don't feel that we travel our own country sometimes enough. Mm-hmm. The national parks, but we have our Painted Canyons tour as well, which is a great, when we added that tour, it just took off immediately. Going to Moab and some of the different parks. There's so much beauty within our own country. And so, yeah, to celebrate our 250th, I think it's really important for us as American travelers to get out and visit our own beautiful landscapes that we have here.
Yeah. Now, with that said, all right, I think if Mary and I could go to Italy every year, we would. We love it. The Sicilian in me absolutely loves it. I mean, we know that the Americans, they love Ireland and the UK as well.
And you guys are doing a lot in Africa as well.
That as well. But I was going to say, last week we were doing an email segment. Somebody asked us about an expensive place to go in Europe. We offered up Greece as an alternative. But you have invested pretty heavily in Africa the past few years. Anything you want to share on that with us?
Yeah, look, so Africa this is a great case study for us. We've seen an amazing growth in Africa in terms of the number of departures. From 2024 to 2026, we have grown our number of departures to Africa by 78%. And we have seven tours that highlight different areas of Africa, and the excellence on those tours by our travelers is over 90%. I mean, how could it not be? It's, you're seeing wildlife. It's just, it's a completely different experience than what you would do or see if you're going to the likes of Europe or, Italy and those places. So it's become a strength for us, and people are definitely showing us that they are looking for these types of experiences. But to see that kind of growth in 2 years, we've invested in it, and it's really it's paying off, and it's great for the travel.
Well, listen, that's certainly helping the double-digit growth. But, I mean, no, Africa, no question about it. It offers something for folks, a very different way to travel.
So unique, yeah.
So, folks, listen, gocolette.com. Go check that out. You hear that all the time on the show. Jacqueline, thank you very much for jumping aboard with us today. Good conversation. Really appreciate it. You're welcome anytime. Give our best to the team there at Colette, and enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay?
Same to you. Thank you so much.
That was fun. Take care, Jacqueline.
Bye.
All right, Mary, well, nice conversation with Jack. We got a lot in there.
Always. Yeah. A lot of info in there. Good info.
GoColette.com, folks. All right, we're going to right now toss things back to Bobby in Dallas so he can run some sponsor messages. I'm going to alert you that the Destination Spotlight is still ahead this hour. Today's an NCF day on the program. Will we be checking in on your community? Well, you got to stay tuned for that. The Personal Connection, Right Stuff, and Museum Gallery are also still ahead. 80% of the show, in fact, still remains ahead. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.